Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Now it's time for Real Time 2.0. Your chance to listen in behind the scenes to the real-time monologue jokes America didn't hear.
Great. I think I might know why you're happy. After 165 days of Republican stonewalling, finally, President Obama gets his attorney general confirmed, the first woman black attorney general in our nation's history. Wow. Loretta Lynch. And she said her first priority when she gets to office will be to free Ben Affleck's slaves. So that's fantastic. What is it with Ben Affleck and slaves? Ben, you weren't alive. Take it easy, brother. You know, 11 American presidents were slave owners. George Washington had black men whipped long before the Kardashian girls. Now, on the downside of the war on terror, we had a little boo-boo. Came out today that a drone strike in January killed the hostages we were trying to save, but we also killed two Americans, and that was on purpose, because they had joined Al-Qaeda. One of them was a guy named Adam Gadnan, who was right from here in the O.C. Yeah, man, right from the O.C. He was raised an atheist by a bunch of hippies in Northern California. Then his dad becomes a super Christian, so he didn't like that. So he moved in with his super Jewish grandparents and then converted to Islam. And his last words were, "Screw you guys, I want to be a Mormon." Boom! Wow, that's a lot of changing around. When I had an identity crisis, I just tried to learn to break dance. This kid is crazy. But, you know, he was Al-Qaeda, but you could tell. You could always tell that he was from the O.C., like when he issued that fatwa on fake tits. That was a dead giveaway. Okay, so in other international news, over in China, scientists, get this, for the first time have modified genes in a human embryo. Now, of course, they used a non-viable embryo, or as they call it in China, a girl. And the scientists say the ultimate goal, Chinese scientists say the ultimate goal is to remove the bad genes in the embryo that cause disease and to add a gene for playing the violin. Chinese. Do you remember Michelle Bachmann, congresswoman from Minnesota? Okay, she's been going around saying that President Obama is bringing on the apocalypse, right? Course that, but here's her wrinkle. We should rejoice because it means Jesus is coming back sooner than we thought. Did I mention that at one point the Republicans wanted to make this woman president of the United States? I think that puts Hillary Clinton in perspective. But the real presidential race, you know, it's not really about Iowa, New Hampshire, and all that bullshit anymore, flipping pancakes. No, it's all about the billionaires. The Koch brothers have chosen their candidate, Scott Walker. Do you know who Scott Walker is? He's so creepy. Get this. I'm not making this up. He got married on Reagan's birthday, like on purpose. And he and his wife, on their anniversary every year, they eat Reagan's favorite foods. Why don't you just carry Reagan's corpse around like Weekend at Bernie's? Boy, don't you miss the days when old, ugly, rich guys just picked out a trophy wife instead of a president? Now, the other billionaire who spent $100 million on the election last time, Sheldon Adelson. You familiar with Sheldon Adelson? He's like 1,000, but he only looks 900. And Sheldon Adelson's candidate is Marco Rubio. You know, Marco Rubio, young, brash Marco Rubio, yes. But before Marco gets Sheldon Adelson's endorsement, Adelson wants him to make a speech strong on Israel, a pledge on defense spending, and a kidney. Those are the only three. And then it's his. Now, the other guy who's, of course, looks like he might get the nomination, Jeb Bush. And it was in the news today. Jeb Bush has lost 20 to 30 pounds on the caveman diet. He says he wants to get back down to lying weight for the big election coming up. Now, the caveman diet is when you just eat lean meat and fruits and vegetables. And today, Chris Christie said, oh, that's the caveman diet. I've been eating cavemen. Thank you very much. You're terrific.
Okay. Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.